morning, this is Maitli Hajarika, and in the Print AM today, we are going to talk about some of the announcements that were made by Union Home Minister Amit Shah on the Manipur violence. Manipur has been burning for several weeks now, and at least 80 people have died in the clashes that have broken out between the Maiti and Kuki groups of the state. The clashes started after a tribal solidarity march was taken out on 3rd May to protest the Maiti's demand for inclusion in the ST category. In April, the Manipur High Court had directed the Biren Singh-led BJP government in the state to consider the request of the Maiti community for an ST status within 4 weeks. The High Court had also asked the state government to send a recommendation to the centre for its consideration. The next month, the Supreme Court had criticised the High Court order as factually wrong. During his visit to the state on Thursday, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Manipur High Court's order on the Maiti community's demand for an ST status was given in haste. He also said that this decision triggered the ethnic violence that has kept the state on boil for nearly a month. Amit Shah also insisted that the violence taking place in the state is not the result of a fight between the security agencies and Kuki militants, as stated by Manipur Chief Minister and Biren Singh earlier this week. Shah also sent a strong message to the rioters, asking them to surrender their illegal weapons within a day or else be prepared for strict action once a combing operation begins Friday. Amit Shah also announced that to get to the root of the cause of the ethnic riots and who is inflicting violence, a committee will be formed under the central government, which will be headed by a retired Chief Justice. And under the watch of the governor, a peace committee will also be formed, having representatives from trade bodies, civil society organizations, besides other groups. He also said that an inter-agency unified command will be formed under Security Advisor Kuldeep Singh to have better coordination between different security agencies operating in the state. And in another development, Manipur now has a new police chief. Senior IPS officer Rajiv Singh was Thursday appointed as the new Director General of Police of Manipur, and he replaces P. Dongal. Thank you so much for listening.